أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين Verse number 130 وَمَنْ يَرْغَبُ عَنْ مِلَّةِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ إِلَّا مَنْ سَفِهَ نَفْسَهُ وَلَقَدْ اصْطَفَيْنَاهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَإِنَّهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ لَمِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ And who will ever renounce Abraham's creed except one who fools himself? We certainly chose him in the present world, and in the hereafter he will indeed be among the righteous. Now this verse is a conclusion of whatever we said in the last previous few verses about what Ibrahim did, what dua he made, what sacrifices he made in the way of Allah. And after all these, that he established religion, now who would turn away from his religion? It is his religion which is the religion of God. It is his faith which is the right faith. Milla is the way faith is translated as deen, as creed, religion, but not, of course, religion in the sense that we know. It is the way a faithful should face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the way the faith is acceptable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that, of course, shows that we may have different ways of believing in God. Even believing in one God, we may have different ways of believing in that one God. We may have different types of faith. And of course, these faiths are different from each other. Although faith is a way to Allah and it eventually would save people, however, correct faith is differentiated here from incorrect faith. Millat Ibrahim is the correct faith. And Judaism and Christianity, which is actually the addressee of these verses, are regarded as being deviations from Millat Ibrahim. And therefore, what the Prophet, peace be upon him, is calling people, Jews and Christians, to is come back to the faith of Ibrahim, alayhi salam. And that is why some of the exegetists have said that here Millat Ibrahim could be replaced by Islam. And he himself called this faith, his faith, Islam. And it is important that you believe in Islam, which is actually now preached by Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, which is Millat Ibrahim. Because details of the Sharia of Islam may have been different from what Ibrahim practiced. So Milla is not the religion with all its details and Sharia and such things. It is the core of faith, apparently. And therefore the core of faith, the Milla of Ibrahim, is something that all of us have to defer to. So, وَمَنْ يَرْغَبُ عَنْ مِلَّةِ إِبْرَاهِيمِ إِلَّا مَنْ سَفِهَ نَفْسَهُ Who will ever turn away, renounce Abraham's creed, except one who fools himself? Fools himself in the sense that, because Safi is someone who cannot actually distinguish between their harms and benefits, between what is good for them and what is bad for them. And because all these people who are addressee of this verse, that's Jews and Christians who are addressee of this verse, they were following a faith. Now, the verse is saying that you cannot understand your benefit. You cannot distinguish your benefit from your harm if you turn away from Millat Ibrahim. There are other meanings given for Safiha Nafsa, which may all of them eventually come back to that meaning of benefit and harm. For example, in Majmu'ul Bayan, Sheikh Tabrasi says, "Illa man ahlaka nafsah," except the one who has destroyed himself, who has exposed himself to a destruction and annihilation. And Hassan al-Basri has said, "Illa man safa nafsah," means "illa man adalla nafsah," the one who has led himself or herself to misguidance. Also, there is another meaning which is mentioned in Majmu' al-Bayan, means "illa man safa nafsah," means "illa man jahila qadrah," the one who doesn't know his value. But all of them, as I said, they return to the same meaning. Man safaha nafsa means someone who has fooled himself in the sense that cannot know what is good for them, what is bad for them, and they are following a faith which is deviated from the faith of Ibrahim. And in this sense, the Prophet, peace be upon him, is claiming that what I am preaching, my faith, is Millat Ibrahim, to which all of you defer. Even the mushrikun of Arab, they deferred to Ibrahim alayhi salam. And they were saying that we are on the path of Ibrahim. Of course, we worship idols as well. But this is just an addition to Millat Ibrahim. They were claiming that they were following. When they were worshiping, they were performing Hajj, of course, they were saying the same thing as we are saying today, Labbaik, Allahumma Labbaik, Labbaik, La Sharika, Laka Labbaik. Now, after Amr ibn al-Luhay brought idols to Kaaba, they just added one thing, one sentence to this. They used to say, Labbaik, Allahumma Labbaik, Labbaik, La Sharika, Laka Labbaik, illa Labbaik, La Sharika, Lak, illa Sharikan, Huwa Lak, except one partner, or except partners who belong to you, تَمْلَكُهُ وَمَا مَلَكُ, you own them, you own whatever they have, but of course we worship them as well. So even the mushrikun regarded themselves to be of Millat Ibrahim. However, here it says that you are turning away from Millat Ibrahim. Why? Now, the reason for why we have, the justification for why Millat Ibrahim should be followed, apart from what was said before, is said at the end of this verse, وَلَقَدْ اصْطَفَيْنَاهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا. We certainly chose him in this world, and in the hereafter he will be among the righteous. This is the justification for why you have to follow Millat Ibrahim. There is one hadith from Imam al-Sajjad alayhi salam in the book Mahasin, who says that مَا أَحَدٌ عَلَى مِلَّةِ إِبْرَاهِيمِ إِلَّا نَحْنُ وَشِيَأَتُنَا وَسَائِرُ النَّاسِ مِنْهَا بَرَاءٌ. No one is on the faith of Ibrahim except us and our Shia, and other people are away from it. Now, it may mean, of course, we know that all Muslimun are on Millat Ibrahim. Islam is the Millat Ibrahim. It may mean, in the true sense and in the most detailed way, no one can be on Millat Ibrahim except those who follow a knowledgeable person who knows about that Millat, who knows how to describe God, how to describe hereafter, how to describe worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and of course it's us and whoever follows us. In reality, in the real sense, this is Millat Ibrahim. Just like when the Jews and Christians and Muslims regarded themselves to be of Millat Ibrahim, but of course Prophet said, none of you are on Millat Ibrahim, but in my religion, my faith is Millat Ibrahim. In the same sense, Imam is saying that in reality, of course, if you want to go into very details and depth of it, then of course it is us and those who follow us who are on Millat Ibrahim. What's the meaning of istafa? لَقَدْ اصْطَفَيْنَاهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا. We chose him. Istafa is from Safa, is to choose the most, the purest part of anything. So it means that we purified him. Of course, there is the meaning of choice in it as well. After purifying him, we chose him. We actually sifted all humanity and we took the purest one. This is the meaning of Estephan. Sifted all human beings and chose the purest one. This is how we chose Ibrahim. He was the purest of all human beings. And pure in what sense? Pure, of course, in his relation to God. So, لَقَدْ اصْطَفَيْنَاهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا, we chose him in this world. وَإِنَّهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ لَمِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. Of course, in the Akhirah, he is from the righteous. Salih is someone who meets certain qualities. Meets certain qualities. There are some people who meet certain qualities in the Day of Judgment, then are given some functions, then are given some high positions. So in Akhirah, he is from those who have those qualities as muqarrabun. They do not come to, for example, to the court of justice to be judged, but they come to witness, they come to testify. They are not going through all those ordeals of the Day of Judgment. All these are qualities of these people. إِنَّهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ لَمِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. Why actually we chose him? Why we sifted human beings and then from that Ibrahim came through as the purest one? إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Do you know when did I choose Ibrahim? When I told him, when his Lord told him, أَسْلِمْ, submit. And he said, I submit to the Lord of all the world. Many exegetes say that this is after Nubuwwah, after he was given prophethood. Allah told him this, إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ. And then they have discussed, how is it possible he should have submitted before becoming a prophet? Because all prophets should have submitted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And why it would come after Nubuwwah? And all these sort of verses testify that it came not at the very early age, earliest stage. It came afterwards. Although some exegetes have said it was at very earlier stages, but Ibrahim was always submitting. So some have said that, for example, Majma'ul Bayan says that it means asbat ala tawheed, persevere in tawheed, persevere in submission. And perseverance means that you go deeper and deeper in that. Like, for example, in Surah Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we have this verse addressed to the Prophet, peace be on him, fa'alam annahu la ilaha illallah. Know that there is no God except Allah. Of course, the Prophet was preaching this right from the beginning of his Nubuwwah. He was chosen as a prophet because he believed in la ilaha illallah. But here when Allah says fa'alam annahu la ilaha illallah, means a deeper understanding and a deeper practice of la ilaha illallah than what was before. And therefore, it means you have to persevere, you have to deepen your submission to Allah, and he did that. Al-Mizan says that it becomes clear from this that the position of istifa is exactly the position of Islam. We chose him because he accepted to submit. As I mentioned before, submission has different levels and our soul has different depths. We may have submitted in certain depths of, in certain surface of our soul. But when we go deeper, we see that there are many deeper aspects of our soul which are not yet submitted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is why we commit sin. This is why we become negligent of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why when we pray before Him, we think about other things, because there are certain aspects of our soul which are not submitted yet to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why we are worried all the time. This is why we sometimes feel independent from Allah. This is why we don't accept our absolute, total dependence on Him. These are all because certain aspects of our soul has not yet submitted to Him. And for Ibrahim, of course, we chose him because he submitted his whole existence to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he was tested for it. Of course, there are always tests. When someone claims to have something, there should be a test to somehow confirm that. And one of the tests which are mentioned in the Quran is the command to sacrifice his son. So when all these things happened, he submitted. So who has a better faith than Ibrahim? And how is it possible that you claim that you follow the religion of Ibrahim, but you do not follow his footsteps? And also, Ibrahim advised his sons to follow this. وَوَصَّى بِهَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ بَنِيهِ وَيَعْقُوبُ يَا بَنِيَّ إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَى لَكُمُ الدِّينَ فَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. And Abraham enjoined his creed upon his children. And so did Jacob, saying, "My children, Allah has indeed chosen these religions for you, so never die except as Muslims." Now, the first thing is that Ibrahim had not only two sons, he had other sons as well. That's why the term Bani, his sons, as plural, is not used for two. If he had only two sons, he should have said, وَوَصَّى بِهَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ إِبْنَيْهِ وَيَعْقُوبُ his Bani. But Ibrahim has other sons. After Ismail and Ishaq were born, then, of course, he married other wives. At a very old age, it's strange, because Allah had given him back his sort of manhood. And he married others, and he had four other sons. All of them, of course, he advised. But not all of his sons were as good and as pure as Ishaq and Ismail, who became the fathers of these two branches of Abrahamic faith. So he advised his sons, and Ya'qub also. He said, Ya Baniya, he said, of course, this is Ibrahim saying, because in the following verse, it mentions what Ya'qub said to his children, to his sons. So, Wassa baha Ibrahimu bani wa Ya'qub, and Ibrahim said to his sons, Ya Baniya, Inna Allah astafa lakum ad-din. Allah has chosen or has purified faith for you. There is a very interesting concept here, and that is faith was established. This faith of Islam was formed, was evolved through Ibrahim, through one person. He was the one who actually purified this faith, the faith in Allah, purified the faith in Allah. Before him, the faith was there, but not as pure as he made it pure. It is true, it was through him that faith became very much pleasant, and faith became something which met the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why he says, Ya baniya, inna Allah astafa lakum ad-din. God has chosen this faith for you. And it's like what we have in Surah Ma'idah, Al-Yawm akmaltu lakum dinakum, Al-Yawm wa akmaltu alaykum ni'mati, wa raditu lakum ad-din. اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. Now I am pleased with this faith that Imamah has become part of it, that Ali ibn Abi Talib has chosen as an imam. Imam has become part of this faith. Now I'm pleased with it. Ibrahim was the one who established this faith, and Allah actually purified the faith through a person. It means that faith is not something mechanical which comes from the heaven. Allah commands you do these things and you do them mechanically, you have faith. No, it is something that should be formed inside the soul and heart of human beings. And it was made in the soul and in the heart of Ibrahim. And after it was made there, then Allah offered it to humanity. This shows the position of Ibrahim in this whole idea of Tawheed. Because sometimes we say, wasn't religion revealed since the time of Adam alayhi salam? Didn't Nuh was the one who, wasn't Nuh the one who received Sharia as well? And aren't Musa, Isa, Muhammad, peace be upon them, were prophets of God? Why we say this is the millah to Ibrahim? It was because this millah was made in Ibrahim, in his soul and heart. And then, ثم أوحينا إليك أن اتبع ملة إبراهيم. We reveal to you that you have to follow the faith of Ibrahim, the ملة إبراهيم. Wasn't the same faith revealed to the prophet? So why Allah calls it ملة إبراهيم? Because this faith was made by Ibrahim. And that is why إن إبراهيم كان أمة. إبراهيم was a nation, was an ummah himself. So, he said, my sons, Allah has purified and has chosen faith for you. He doesn't mention himself, that he did it through me. It was me who was capable of actually manifesting this faith. Allah has chosen, فَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. So, do not die unless as Muslims. And therefore, this faith, because Ibrahim was very fond of this taslim, he called this faith. The faith that he made himself by the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he called Islam. And then he said, all of you should follow Islam. And it seems that this is somehow a sort of promotion of the faith which was revealed previously to other prophets, revealed to Nuh alayhi salam, revealed to other prophets before him. This was a promotion of that, and he is now calling everyone to follow this faith of Islam. And one other thing that we understand is that Islam, yes, of course, we all follow Islam. We all follow. But it doesn't mean that Islam has establish itself in our soul and hearts. The important thing is that we have to practice Islam for a long, lifelong, it's a lifelong sort of endeavor, so that gradually Islam establishes itself in our hearts the way it established itself in Ibrahim alayhi salam. وَوَسَّى بِهَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ بَنِيهِ وَيَعْقُوبُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ بَنِيهِ وَيَعْقُوبُ Ya bunayya inna Allah astafa. Ya bunayya inna Allah astafa lakum din is apparently what Ibrahim said to his sons. And then the following verse talks about Ya'qub. Am kuntum shuhada'a idh hadara Ya'qub al-maut idh qala libanihi ma ta'buduna min ba'di qalu na'budu ilahaka wa ilaha abaik Ibrahim wa Ismaila وإسحاق إلها واحدا ونحن له مسلمون. Or were you witnesses when death approached Jacob, when he said to his children, what will you worship after me? They said, we will worship your God and the God of your fathers, Abraham, Ishmael, and Isaac, the one God, and to him do we submit? This is a sort of denial of a claim, actually. Am kuntum shuhada. It means that some say that Yahud were actually claiming that We are Banu Israel. Ya'qub had a title called Israel. So Israel was Ya'qub. And they said to the Prophet, we are Banu Israel. We are on the faith of Ya'qub. And here the verse is saying, nay, is not the case. Were you present when Ya'qub was giving his last will to his children? What did he say? Did he say you follow the Judaism? While the Judaism was not there before, he advised them to the faith of Ibrahim. And I'm calling you to the faith of Ibrahim. Hence, you have to follow me. If you claim that you have the heritage of Ya'qub, Ya'qub was advising his children to follow the religion of Ibrahim. Am kuntum shuhada? Were you present? You are claiming that Ya'qub was on our faith, but were you present when Ya'qub was advising his sons? When he said to his sons, what will you worship after me? They said, قَالُوا نَعْبُدُ إِلَهَكَ وَإِلَهَ أَبَائِكَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْحَاقَ وَإِسْمَعِيلَ وَإِسْحَاقَ. We worship your faith, your God, and God of your fathers, Ibrahim, Ismail, and Ishaq. First of all, Ismail, of course, is their uncle, and is the uncle of Ya'qub, Ismail. However, uncle, sometimes is called Ab as well. It's called father. There are many instances in Arabic language that uncle is called Ab. And this is why we say that Azar was not father of Ibrahim, although he used to call him father. قَالَ لِأَبِيهِ Azar. He said to his Abi, his father Azar. Actually, it's specified here. The name is mentioned, although Allah doesn't mention names, usually, except names of prophets. Doesn't mention names. However, here the name of Azar is mentioned to distinguish him from his genetic father, because, of course, he had passed away. So, they said, we worship your God and God of your fathers, Ibrahim, Ismail, and Ishaq. But was their God different from God the Creator? Was their God different from God of other people who were monotheists? It seems that the way we define God, God becomes our God, the way we define God. That's why we worship the God of your fathers, means the way your fathers described God, the way your fathers worshiped God, that is what we will follow. And therefore, we believe in God of Muhammad, peace be upon him, for example, because, of course, we believe in the way he describes God. When the magicians of Pharaoh converted and they believed, they said, قَالُوا آمَنَّا بِرَبَّ هَارُونَ وَمُوسَى. We believe in the Lord of Harun and Musa. Of course, it was his Lord, their Lord as well, but the way they describe him, we believe in that. Or when Pharaoh was drawn and he saw Malakul Maut, he said, قَالَ آمَنْتُ بِالَّذِي آمَنَتْ بِهِ بَنُو إِسْرَائِيلِ. I believe in what Banu Israel believed in, that God, the way they describe God. So here, when we say we worship your God and God of your fathers, of course, it's their God as well, but it's not their God in a sort of description sense. It is the God that described by Ibrahim and by Ya'qub and his forefathers, وَنَحْنُ لَهُ مُسْلِمُونَ. Now, then the concluding verse, which in a sense wraps up this discussion with the Jews of Medina, says, تِلْكَ أُمَّةٌ قَدْ خَلَتْ لَهَا مَا كَسَبَتْ وَلَكُمْ مَا كَسَبْتُمْ وَلَا تُسْأَلُونَ عَمَّا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. That was a nation that has passed. For it there will be what it has earned, and for you there will be what you have earned, and you will not be questioned about what they used to do means that you do not attribute yourself to them very much. You do not all the time say, we follow Yaqub, we follow Ibrahim, that's a past nation. What are you now? Don't say our father was Ibrahim. Don't say the founder of our faith was Ibrahim. This Ummah has passed already. What you worship now, what you do now, what God you believe in now, and you are not going to ask about what they were doing, or you are, and in a sense, you are not going to benefit from what they established unless you follow their faith. Okay, inshallah, we leave the next verse for our next session. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alayhi tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Thank you, Majindi Sheikh. Princess to God, 15, 20 minutes to continue the discussion and clarify any points. Any sisters, brothers? Somebody?
Yeah. Islam Sheikh, just the point you were describing istifa, and you did a lecture once where you spent the whole lecture on the difference between istifa and ishtiba.
Istifa and ishtiba, yes.
And it might be very relevant here.
Yeah, there was one hadith that I mentioned. It's إِذَا أَحَبَّ اللَّهُ عَبْدًا إِبْتَلَاهُ فَإِنْ صَبَرَ إِجْتَبَاهُ وَإِنْ رَضِيَ إِصْطَفَاهُ. When Allah loves a person, then he admits them into the tests for promotion. Because these promotions are not conventional, they are realities, existential things. So it is not possible that one person is given a position without having developed necessary means in themselves for that. And this is why ibtila and test comes. It may come in different ways. It may come in hardships. It may come in comforts to see Allah, for example, Allah to see how this person behaves in comfort or how he behaves in hardship. Or it may be like, for example, loss of some loved ones, many different ways. When Allah loves someone, then he wants to promote him. And when he wants to promote him, the test starts. And if that test is successful for that person, the person is successful in the test, فَإِنْ sabara, when he has patience over all those. And sabr, again, doesn't mean only in hardship, it means in comfort as well. Because sometimes when we are in comfort and ease, we lose our patience, we go after our pleasures, we forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is also losing sabr, isn't it? So patience has two sides, in comfort, in ease, and in hardship. So فَإِنْ sabara اجتبَى. اجتبَى means to pick. جَبَايَ means to collect. So but if he has patience, then Allah collects him. It means he shortlists him. Shortlists him. وَإِنْ رَضِيَ, and if he is pleased with that, it means he submits completely. And he knows that Allah is doing it for his benefit. He is pleased with it. Then istafa, Allah purifies him as a choice. So after that short list, which is ijtiba, comes istifa. And istifa means choosing while purifying and giving that spiritual status. Thank you for mentioning that.
Thank you. Any sisters? Any brothers? Sheikh, I'm not very clear when you say that Allah purified the faith through Prophet Ibrahim. Can you please explain a bit more?
Well, faith doesn't exist unless in human being, isn't it? I mean, you cannot have faith in the air. Faith is in the heart of human being. The only thing is that faith has some precepts, have some definitions, and these definitions find its reality in the heart of people. So it's not the case that Allah just sent down to human beings what you do, what you not, you shouldn't do. It's how a person actually manifests that faith. That is important. And because Ibrahim manifested that faith, in a sense, the faith evolved in him. The faith was made in him. And then Allah said, this is not what I want. This is what all human beings should become. So faith was made in Ibrahim. That is what I mentioned. Is that clear?
Yeah, it's much better. But then it means that Prophet Ibrahim was using his own independent faculty of thinking as to how to, say, pray to Allah or what to say or...
No. Allah was instructing him, but the point is not every instruction can be followed by everyone, isn't it? So whatever Allah instructed him, he actually followed. He complied. And instruction after instruction after instruction came, and he could actually show that he is competent for all those. And therefore, all these instructions manifested themselves in him, and the faith was purified by him, in a sense that those instructions found place in human being. And that's how the faith was made.
I see. So it means that if it was somebody else, that person may have given up, possibly. Because Ibrahim pursued with
it. It was Ibrahim who could do it, yes.
Okay, thank you. Any other brothers, sisters? Is that Riaz? Anybody? No? No, it seems...
Okay, very good.
Muhammad Wali, Muhammad Salwa. Thank you very much indeed.